and Blue Cross Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Ruth Angel. I'm here today with Kurt Largent. He'll be flying
you
in
are.
Here in a couple of minutes, I'm sure. But we're co-hosting today for Carl and Linda, who are, I think they'll be like getting on their plane today to come back, won't they?
They are. Yeah, they should be back late Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for them because that was a great cruise, the British Isle cruise, and I know that the military tattoo was a big draw for them to go to Edinburgh this year. So
Normandy Beach, the
70th anniversary. So we'll be co-hosting today for them today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, actually.
Yeah.
And our guests on tomorrow is Missy MacArthur, and then on Wednesday it'll be Patrick Jones. So you have
political season.
Yeah.
Now it kicks off. We had a calm summer politically, and now of course with the November election, midterm, a very important midterm in my opinion.
Oh, well, we have a lot of hot button issues going on the ballot. So, you know, as far as voting and that sort of thing, everybody's got to get out there and vote because you have no right to bitch and complain if you don't.
Absolutely. Well, let's check out what's happening in the financial world right now as we turn to Cameron Middleton. And Cameron Middleton's going to come to us from Wells Fargo Advisors. He's got the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Hello, Cameron.
Good morning. Markets are up this morning, fueled by merger and acquisition news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 102 to 17,103. The NASDAQ is up 26 points to 44.64, and the S&P 500 is up 10 points to 19.98, a new record. Oil is down 47 cents a barrel to 93.18. Gold is down $3.42 an ounce to $12.77, while silver is down a nickel an ounce to $19.36 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is down 7 cents, or pardon, 7 points to 2.39%. And advancing stocks today include Burger King up $4.23 to $31.34, JCPenney up 45 cents a share to $10.64, and U.S. Steel up 89 cents to $38.70. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Cameron. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Sunny today, a high near 91, kind of a relief after the past several weeks. It'll be mostly clear tonight, a low around 64. Warming up tomorrow, though, a high pushing the century mark, and we'll probably nudge that number as we get into Wednesday. Currently in Reading, we do have 70 degrees with this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, and they are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio there at Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, welcome back. Kurt will be here in just a few minutes. He just texted me and let me know that he is coming. But so the big news is
rubbing
the earthquake.
His eyes and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it won't be longer because, maybe Reading has their traffic cops on the bikes again this morning.
Rude awakening for the people down in Napa and a big blow to the wine industry.
Yeah. It's 25 years since the 89 quake. So
that scares me because I remember that.
I know. And for those people, actually, I think 25 years is a really small amount of time in comparison to all the earthquakes. But, you know, I get the earthquake USGS, I get the alerts when they have an earthquake over 3. And I just kind of like to watch that. And we've been getting a lot of earthquakes in the Central Valley, Los Angeles, a couple up here. But for Napa to get an earthquake at 6.0 just people are, man, it was just a rude awakening for folks and to get prepared. And I have, having been in the 89 quake and Northridge and Whitaker, and I actually wasn't in Northridge. I was there for the aftershocks because I was flying in the next day. But having been in a lot of earthquakes, I stay prepared and I keep water and things for enough for 3 days to be prepared. I keep things in the trunks of my car. When I was in the Bay Area, I also created a neighborhood, a network in our neighborhood, so that if I was at work, it meant that I wasn't coming home because being in emergency services, you weren't leaving the building. You were stuck for 12 hours. Once that whole thing started, you go to a disaster schedule and you're just on till the next shift comes on. But I needed to have some sense that my home was okay. So started a neighborhood network and friends and that sort of thing where we would go check on other people's houses and kids and do whatever we needed to do. And so my recommendation is that if you haven't done it up here, we are not exempt from earthquakes. I was in the hospital up here 1 year and we had a little earthquake and it was quite unnerving, actually. You know, you heard patients and nurses in the hall, was that an earthquake?
That having been said, however, you know, people, I talk to people all over the world and via a game that I'm involved in, and they, you must be crazy to live out there. They have earthquakes. And I'm going, in my life, in my almost 60 years of life, I have actually felt three, maybe four, and none of them to the point where I was in fear for my life.
No.
So it is a rare occurrence. I would be much more nervous living in a double wide outside of Toledo.
Yeah. In fact, somebody said something about living in tornado country. I mean, I was scared to death when my kids were back there in tornado. Mm-hmm. They'd get the tornado sirens and just scared me to death. And I was constantly saying, because I know how well preparedness works, when you trigger that training, you go into that mode. And so I was terrified that there was going to be an opportunity that my grandson was home alone, and I wanted him to be able to be self-sufficient. And I know that in an earthquake, it's terrifying because your whole world moves, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're a tornado or hurricane, you know it's coming, or you know that, you know, but an earthquake just kind of hits you in the middle of your typing.
Well, so does any disaster. I mean, wildland fire, of course, which is a much bigger concern for those of us at this end of the state.
Yeah, that's true.
The folks in Weaverville.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, boom, a square mile is blackened. People are told, you got 20 minutes, get up, get out, and you might come back to a pile of ash where your entire life was.
You're exactly right. I was up here years ago when Weaverville was going through another fire, and the whole city, you know, that is, there's one way in, kind of one way out, you know, and then if you go north, you're heading to the big fire up on Highway 3.
Yep.
So, I mean, where do you go? And one of the things that in some of my fire preparedness and that I thought was a helpful tool when I went to a meeting up in our little area of Old Shasta, one of the gals in our district said that she has a schedule. If she has to leave in 5 minutes, she has a list of all the things that she can take in that 5 minutes, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. I don't know. For me, the first thing is my animals.
Yeah.
Obviously, you were in the same sort of situation
we had the mad bomber, yes.
So have you prepared at all for something like that?
We have, because of our involvement with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, we have grab-and-go bags. We're probably not quite as uber-prepared, but we discovered in February how to triage the belongings really fast. And, you know, we grabbed the computers where all the financial stuff and all is. We grabbed some possessions that were absolutely irreplaceable, including the famous cast iron frying pan. There's a big story there. And other items that we could not do without, and we were gone for 12 days, and thank God we had friends who offered us a travel trailer, and we had people who took in our cats, and It was an experience. Now, it wasn't like having a wildfire roaring down on you with the smoke and the confusion, but it was a good dry run. So hopefully, you know, when you live out in the wildland urban interface, you're facing that just as much as anybody who thinks about earthquakes, tornadoes, or flash floods or whatever. Catastrophe can take many forms.
And it's looking like that Weaverville fire is only 25% contained. Bob, I'm kind of curious, though. I know we have to take a break here in a minute, but when you left your house, you had the hope of going back. A lot of folks, you know, 12 days is not a long period of time because they don't get to go back until their house is rebuilt. But was there one thing that you regretted not taking?
The photo albums.
Ugh.
They're out in the garage, buried, and I didn't have time to go out after them. And these are photos that have never been digitized, or not on the cloud, they're not on a computer somewhere, and it's the pictures of the kids growing up and stuff like that. And it's one of those to-do things that, you know, but getting them archived in some form would be a priority, or at least having them. If I had the chance to grab them and say toss them, and we have a fire resistant safe. I mean, if you get the whole Holocaust fire thing, it's not going to survive. But it gives stuff a fighting chance.
Yeah, you have hope. We'd
probably toss them in there and cross fingers if we couldn't take it. But yeah, that was the thing. Because a lot of just stuff that's what insurance is for. But no amount of insurance can cover the memories of the pictures.
Yeah, and I went through and I took my phone, my actual phone, and just kind of went through the house, opened drawers, that sort of thing, so I knew what was in each drawer, and cabinets, so I knew, you know, if there was china or whatever, I opened all of the cabinets and that sort of thing. So I put that on my phone, and I'll update that, you know, maybe once a year or whatever. But
well, for it, that makes your insurance a lot easier too. Is if you have time on your way out, photograph,
everything.
Take photos of your, because those are time stamped, they're geographic stamped.
Yeah, I videotape mine. Actually, just went through the house real quick, and that was basically to say, you know, I need to do this because I could never do a list that would be that detailed and that complete. So.
Just document everything, because the insurance companies are getting a lot of claim, and if yours is well documented, you got a better chance.
Yeah, and toothpaste, you know, toothbrushes. Anyway, we've got to take a break, and you're listening to KCNR.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Pacelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing
it is 721 on KCNR, 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California, an in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you, classes on health and diet, and raw and organic food, all just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Welcome back. I love that. I think
Adele. One of the best female vocalists come out lately.
I love her. She hasn't done, you know, the last one she did was for the movie Skyfall.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
Yeah. This one's pretty good, too. This is one of her hot hits. Yeah, yeah. She hasn't done anything but...
Fire to Rain. I just love the whole album. It was really good. I mean, now that she's got kids and she's in a different mood, hopefully we get a number of songs.
She'll go through a transition.
Yeah. So happy is... maybe she writes better when she's depressed. Hopefully the husband won't leave her. We'll all have a good sign of that. So, Whiskey Town. They're projecting the millionth person to visit Whiskey Town will happen in November.
Really?
Yeah, and I know that you're out there on the lake a lot doing your auxiliary stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty, you know, I actually am a fan of Whiskey Town Lake. We go out there often.
So you got a little ranger sitting in a tree with a little...
Yeah, I think they just kind of...
100,344.
I think they average probably on boat launches and things like that, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be the logical way. Yeah.
And for me, this summer, I took my grandson out there on the canoes. I wanted to do the night thing.
You did the kayak? Yeah.
I did the kayak thing. I loved it. I actually did it twice. I took a friend out there one time, and then we went back with my grandson.
Did you see the auxiliary boat helping out?
Well, I didn't go to the nighttime thing.
Ah,
so
okay.
The auxiliary boat wasn't out there.
We just do the night ones.
Did you go out there the other night?
Actually, Brenda went out. I was working on an audiobook project that I'm wrapping up for someone. So I've missed a couple of the kayaks. But, it's a nice arrangement between the National Park Service and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. They had a boat they were going to surplus out and get rid, give to another park and all that. And there was an agreement reached where the auxiliary took over the care and feeding of the boat to use for these things on the lake. So it's a very nice partnership between the Park Service, thanks to the efforts of Jim Milestone and Wayne Perrow and people who were out there at the time to make this happen. For the auxiliary to have a facility, a boat out there for patrol, safety patrols, and for these kayaks, so it's a wonderful arrangement.
I got to tell you, I mean, I know that the program is coming pretty close to the end, if it's not already.
There is one more round.
One more round. So the nighttime thing, I mean, you just call and sign up. They got lots of kayaks.
Yep, they do, but they do tend to book early, so. Call and get your name on. If you want to go do a nighttime kayak, now would be the time to call the visitor center and get your name on the list.
Yeah, and I don't know if the last one has occurred or not, but
it had, there's another set because we're scheduling. I think not Labor Day weekend, but I think the following weekend, and I'm sure my wife will correct me on this, but there is one more round.
I just got to say, some of the most beautiful pictures, if the wind is calm, are out there at that time of night.
Sunset on the lake is magic.
Yeah, and I think they went out on the supermoon. So Anyway, Kurt, thank you for joining us this morning. Nice to see you.
He's
here. I don't think anybody missed you, actually.
I don't think anybody missed me either. That's the sad part. I don't think anybody ever misses me. I woke up at 6:10, but I didn't take my earplugs out. I will say this. The earplugs, Ruth, I don't know if you use them.
The life of being married, huh?
Oh, I love having earplugs, though. It's changed the way I sleep. It's helped my blood pressure, everything else. Unfortunately, woke up at 6:10, didn't take them out. Didn't wake up again until 7:05. So I knew the people that really are the Ruth fans, which is the droves of Ruthie fans, mm-hmm. they were enjoying themselves. And by the way, Adele, definitely, she said that entire album, last one she wrote, was about a breakup with her boyfriend. Yeah. So you never know. A good divorce, you might have another killer album.
She had a baby, so I'm expecting some, you know, some...
She's very fun to watch. If you ever watch the video of her live in concert.
Yeah.
She's got that British accent, kind of just not
what you
the
think,
elitist,
boy.
Yeah. And
no
what a beautiful
no
voice!
Filter.
But quite a bit going on. And you know, in respects to Whiskey Town, you look at our national parks we have up here, and I never cease to be amazed. I get a little frustrated from time to time when we had the budget crunch and they were talking about closing stuff. But yeah, I think you know, I went down to Alcatraz for my brother's bachelor party, living nice. It up, getting wild.
Yeah,
I'll
wow.
tell you what. Actually,
ooh.
Pretty cool though. Went to a nighttime evening tour of Alcatraz with a bunch of engineers and Netflix
scary.
Executives and fancy scary. Attorneys. I was the only hillbilly there. And it was actually very cool. You hear the little guided tour and everything. However, I could not help but notice the place is absolutely falling down.
Sure.
And, you know, part of it is the government regulations because I walked up finally and said, you know, I can't help but notice this place is falling down. It can't be for lack of money. Because they're packing the people through there at $40 a clip every time. Now, you get some income up here at Whiskey Town, but, you know, every time you go up there, it's pristine. There's no trash. It's clean. Everything's maintained.
You've got to figure that money's got to go to the general pot. It doesn't go just to Alcatraz. Maybe you know, Bob.
I have no idea on that. But I was just going to say, Whiskey Town and Lassen Park, which are linked, of course, a pass for one works at the other, two of the most beautiful yet most neglected parks in the country.
Exactly.
Or not neglected, but... underutilized.
Yeah, people don't come. Yeah, and but in Alcatraz, there's hanging paint. Of course, I said, so what's up with the paint? Well, it's lead-based paint. So we have to, you know, the ridiculous requirements the government puts on.
Yeah,
she says they're also
paint is only dangerous when it's in dust form.
And this stuff is flaking off everywhere throughout the entire building. But her answer to me was, I'm like, I can't believe you guys are letting this fall apart. She goes, well, it's under restoration. It's very difficult because it's historical and because of the government regulations. I'm thinking, here's the government officer telling me it's difficult because of the government regulations. But they start first with retrofitting. The entire foundation for the entire prison. I'm
nice.
Like, oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, anyhow, so the
all
thing stood for this
really
many years.
Over it.
Well, no, that's what they should do, but this is all peeling so badly, I'm sure they'll have
I
to
know.
Fix
I
it.
I worked in a building that was one of those asbestos type things, cement bunkers. So
I'm fairly sure. I chewed on a significant number of number two lead pencils, and I don't seem to have any deficiencies, or at least none that I will admit.
Kurt, I'm not sure if they ever informed you that that's actually graphite.
Yeah, I think it
even back then, huh?
See, well, now maybe there was a little bit lead there, and I didn't realize it, and it's affecting me now. But.
So did you watch the MTV Awards? Since
a little bit.
I knew you would. I just knew you would.
Actually, I was a little disgusted. I got to say that. I have to say I'm a fan of Ariana Grande. She's a cute little girl. You can sing like you really sing. It's just different, you know.
So
it's all and Beyonce got
the
out
tail,
there.
Or did the tongue stick around? Or what's her name? Miley Cyrus, was she there?
She was there. I did not see her do anything. My daughters and my little niece is here.
What? No twerking?
That's it. Twerking.
There was some stuff though. That I'm sitting there, and you know, I got a 12-year-old daughter. I got a 15-year-old daughter. The 15-year-old that was out riding her horse. That's
good.
For people who say, why are you going broke buying all these horses for your daughter? That's why I'm going broke, because she wasn't inside watching Beyonce perform X-rated shows in front of her baby sitting in the audience. Something just happened to me.
Okay.
Is sitting in front of her with Jay-Z out there holding up their little baby, and she's in that typical, you know, high French cut, her bathing suit, basically, a one-piece bathing suit. Dancing around and shaking and everything, and I'm just like, ugh. That wasn't the worst, though. there was, it got, because I'm sitting there watching it, and I go, Diane, because of course, I'm never really the good barometer of what's acceptable for the kids to watch. And
no,
I look over and go, hey.
When you're watching Bachelor Pad or Bachelor Tropical or whatever.
I'm like, Diane, are you seeing this? And the girls are in see-through thongs, for lack of a better word, oiled up. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there watching my 12-year-old, and then they're making motions on the floor. And then the one girl gets behind the other girl. I'm like, I don't care if this is too, this, what, Diane? And so then she comes in, and my niece is pretty, pretty innocent. She's pretty sheltered.
Well, it's not for kids anymore. I mean, you know, it's like American Bandstand, whatever happened to it.
Yeah. It's entirely for kids. Well, that's they're marketing to. And I watched it, and I'm like, oh, man. But
role model.
Yeah. There was one girl, and I can't, Nicki Minaj. And her whole thing is about her the ginormity of her rear end and how she can bounce it up and down. And they spent a significant amount of time in a Leaf costume, her doing that.
I don't even know who that is.
Well,
don't
consider
really
yourself
lucky.
Yeah, we need to take a break.
And with that, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NRI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. It is 731 on KCNR 1460, 71 degrees. We will be back.
Play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, set it, call it, find it, feel it, put it, jam and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch or fade it, paint it, braid it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, bring it, play it, watch it, technologic, one more time.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, yeah.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us. Do you have brown eyes or blue eyes? Are you outgoing or shy? Turtle Bay Exploration Park wants to know, who are you? Find out in Identity, an exhibition of you. Over 25 different interactives explore your physical identity, help you find your personality type, and look at how you create your social identity. Identity is free with park admission, is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and supported by Shasta Pathology Associates. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Land Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330, with offices in Redding, Chico, and Mount Shasta. We welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 009-88341.
Sydney's writing career is floundering, and he receives a script from a naive student that he instantly recognizes as a hit. And Sydney will do anything to improve his fortunes. And so begins a twisting, turning story that will leave you gasping with thrills and with laughter. The Riverfront Playhouse presents Ira Levin's Death Trap, opening September 13th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office or by calling 243-8877. Death Trap. Scream a little. It's good for you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
I love that.
Home of Free Fire Radio.
That is Lindsay Sterling, another self-made musician, who was told her what she's doing right here would never, ever catch on with the public, that this was absolutely unmarketable. Well, she's proved them wrong with over 60 million hits on her website music.
So what are you looking at? Because she's playing a violin. And
for those on listening, there's a video up.
Yeah, this is on YouTube. And if you punch in Lindsay Sterling, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, this one is called Shadows. And she's got a couple of albums out now. All of this genre, mixing kind of a almost Celtic fiddle with a dubstep, heavy dance beat, and she's really revitalized interest in the classical instruments.
Well, and she dances around too while
she's
doing
a heck of a dancer. And the videos, there's dozens of them, all very creative, very powerful, and just great stuff.
I'm a real
fun
fan of Lorraine and McKennitt. So
can't you dance that like just, that, Ruth?
I can, Kurt. Yeah.
Little black outfit.
But in this particular one, she's a live figure is dancing, and then her shadow is dancing counterpoint. And the production values in these videos are awesome.
Yeah.
I've really, just in the last couple of years, popular music has taken a turn away from what I would call the really dark stuff, the angst,
punk,
kill.
Gothic.
Yeah, gothic stuff. And it's kind of brightened up a little bit, and that's really fun to watch.
Well, it's such a gothic time now.
Well, country
you know,
music's taken such a big...
We're talking about Gotham City.
In the words of Steve Petty, now country music's just bad rock. But you know, the country music, and give Benny Brown down at Corning Ford credit. He started that studio that's behind Luke Bryan, behind Jason Aldean. That's from little old Corning Benny Brown Ford. He's the owner of that record studio that has come up with this new thing.
You go buy their cars, right?
And they're a big supporter of 4-H. Yeah. But they also, I mean, they're onto something. People got tired of, like you're saying, all of the down. You know, the hip hop being the only alternative, and so now you're seeing this big, country music's quit pretty big, and I give them credit for a lot of people enjoying music.
Don't you feel like there's a lot of angst though, and that people are looking for? I mean, I watch Impractical Jokers because it's mindless entertainment, it's hysterical, and I love to laugh. And you know, every day there's something dark. There's ISIS. There's the Missouri Ferguson incident. Every day it's so overwhelming.
Well, yesterday we went to the Dollar Theater, which is now a buck and a half, and watched Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise movie, and which is sort of like Groundhog Day meets Aliens.
Yeah,
that's the one where he keeps coming back as a soldier.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Groundhog Day type humor in it, but it's also it's action from opening thing to ending credits. Not great cinema, but it was like Pacific Rim. It was just good. Pacific Rim was the furthest thing from great cinema.
Yes,
but it was fun to watch.
It was
giant robots and Japanese girls with a punk haircut.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
yeah,
it's true.
It is mindless entertainment, but you know, I got to tell you, you kind of need that in this day and age.
Exactly.
For us to go to the movie nowadays, I took my grandson when he was here last week to see Let's Be Cops. And I thought my husband just looked at me and I know he wants to see it. He's 13. What can I say? So I went and took him to the show, and I'll tell you what, I laughed. I thought it was hysterical. It was mindless and it was funny. And I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to be really stupid, but it was actually pretty funny.
But even so-called kid movies now, Frozen had a lot of had it worked on every level, and that's when the filmmakers really got their groove on, when it works on many levels.
Well, Lucy, on the other hand, I would say Beautiful girl, end of story. Not, horrible movie.
Lucy,
the one where she's injected with the thing that allows her to utilize 100% of her brain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like a good premise.
I don't go see new movies. I wait for them to come out in Redbox or on Netflix.
Yeah, I do. But when it's a buck and a half.
Oh, but it's actually cheaper than Redbox.
Yeah, I know. Redbox is almost never a buck. Redbox is always the $27 store because my wife never returns the videos. So you go, it's only a dollar. Don't worry, honey. It's only a dollar. And then I get the bill. You know, I look at my debit card. I'm like, what the heck, Diane? You kept that movie for 3 weeks. Oh, I forgot. So it's never a dollar. I'm not a fan of Redbox. I miss the good old Blockbuster unlimited rentals.
I guess I'm old fashioned in that. I like watching them in the comfort of my home, but there's something about the big screen shared experience. Yeah. Even with the sticky floor and the occasional film scratch.
Now,
it's fun to watch.
We do that for Star Trek and Star Wars. That's basically if we're going to go see something like the Planet of the Apes movie that just came out. Probably won't see it at all, but you know, that was one of those things that, you know, the first time it came out with Charlton Heston, we went and saw that.
I don't like anything where they want you to, in the new Planet of the Apes, I didn't go see it because the reviewers I heard said you end up rooting for the monkeys. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not going to be a fan of that one.
I got to tell you, it's like rats and monkeys, yeah.
So I know we're going to run short here, Ruth, but there's been something, especially because I haven't been on the Saturday show. There's been stuff I've been dying to talk about that's not real estate related that
what?
I'm very interested in your take on it because you're a cop.
My take?
Starting with Ferguson.
I'm not a cop. First of all,
your husband's a cop and you're a dispatcher.
I was a 911.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So the whole Ferguson thing had to infuriate you.
Well, I got to tell you, bottom line is having been a part of riots, a lot of people that talk about how the...
What riots were you a part of?
Well, I was a part of... we had riots almost every year during a particular parade and event that occurred in our city every year.
What parade?
It usually sparks some sort of riot or some sort of outrage.
Was it Chico?
No, actually, it was in Fremont.
Oh, really?
What
okay.
parade?
Yeah.
Was this a secret?
No, it's not a secret. It was just a Sikh event.
Oh.
And they would bring their grand poobahs from India. India? Wherever they come from. Anyway, they would bring them all over. And these were big people in their country. And they would bring them in, and then they would undersell the tickets. So they would have, like, space for 10,000, and they sold 20,000 tickets.
No.
So that always sparked a big riot at the end of the event.
I'm going to tell you, I don't have any place to sit.
Well, you know, to their credit, I mean, these would get sold out. And then they would riot when they couldn't get in. And that would mean that... the police would have to go in there, and that would create a lot of angst. And then we had a couple of other riots. One, I don't remember what instigated that riot down in Brookville, but there was Oakland, the Occupy movement. That I wasn't a part of that.
Okay.
Those were the
I'm almost sorry I asked. So bottom line is...
And well, the reason is because they talk about the militarization of police.
You got to say there. Now, I got to look at that and say, okay, I do got a bit of a problem with these guys showing up in full-on armor with the sniper on the roof.
First of all, you get your SWAT teams who are decked out with all that kind of stuff because
and then some. I mean, they're loaded up with 18 canisters of tear gas each.
These are special teams, and you got to remember, there's only 50 cops in Ferguson, right? So 50 cops. So we're talking about. But
there's something going on then because there was a heck of a lot more people there.
We had other agencies that came in and that sort of thing, but they bring their SWAT units in who are who have the snipers. So if you got somebody firing into crowds, and I'm not the tactical person to be talking about this, but the SWAT people are the people that are decked out, and they're special teams.
Well, okay.
But the regular cops, when they go into a riot, they wear protective gear. They have shields, they have hard hats, they have glasses,
I think everybody gets
that.
I think here's where there is a disconnect. And let me start by saying, I'm completely in favor of this poor guy, Darren Wilson. And I will never forget the look of the poor police chief that... When the reporter played the oldest gag in the book, he goes, "Well, we understand that the name is Billy Johnson," and the sheriff's department or the head of the police looks at him and goes, "I can 100% equivocally tell you it is not Billy Johnson." And the reporter immediately said, "Is it Darren Wilson?" And the poor chief of police just stood there and goes, with a complete deer in the headlights look on his face, and then after 10 seconds said, I'm not going to comment on any names. And so then the next day it came out that it was this Darren Wilson.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that he handled it appropriately, but here's a small town police officer, police chief, right, who's faced with this big-time deal. And the bottom line with that is that when you get hit with this stuff logistically, I mean, you're just hit and you're overwhelmed, and you have to bring in sources from outside your area, so you have a mixing of police agencies. But the bottom line, what they didn't capture on camera was the folks that were, you know, looting. They got a little bit of that, but they didn't show you the aggressiveness of these protesters.
Well, that's,
some from out of the area.
Yeah,
but,
and that's something I want to talk about.
But most of the folks there were from the community. Those that were arrested
were from out of
five,
the area.
Right, four or five were from Ferguson. But the looters and that sort of thing, they weren't from out of the area.
That's not the point I'm trying to get to. What I'm trying to understand is the mentality on a national scale, taking it away from the little town of Ferguson, where they're always going to have opportunists. But the fact of the matter is, here's this cop, and we'll talk about this. We need to take a break, I think. But however, you've got a cop that that's doing his job, and the next thing you know, they're screaming and yelling for him to be charged with something.
Right. Because you've got Al Sharpton, who's a race baiter.
Correct.
Jesse
and
Jackson,
and the rage thing that should follow. And then also just kind of the mentality of the culture.
Yeah. But you look in Reading. I mean, we are poised in Reading to sit back and wait till it comes out. And you've seen a couple of those things happen here where they've had officer-involved shootings where you didn't see the people jumping up and rioting and looting. You had people waiting for the outcome of the investigation, which is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you're supposed to, but I'll tell you, even on some of these deals, it just seems like the whole idea that the police is definitely the enemy. I'm just – anyhow, we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about it a little bit more, because to me, I don't even understand why we're having this discussion. You got a 6'3" black guy – or guy, I don't care what color he is actually, goes in, robs a store, beats the guy up, and then apparently comes after the cop, and somehow the cop's at fault. So anyway, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll keep talking.
7:46, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. They are your full-service jewelry store, providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. That's Four Winds Jewelry's proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
A sexy mother.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim, used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
See, now this guy makes you want to dance.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Rocking it out here with little Bruno Mars. Home of Free Fire Radio. Filling in for Carl and Linda Bond. I'm Kurt Largent, joined by Ruth Angel. We are here most Saturdays from 9 to 10 talking about real estate. Today we get the pleasure of... And the privilege of filling in because we get to talk about politics and real and national and local stuff. And I do want to talk about some local. I want to finish on this Ferguson. And Ruth, don't interrupt me. I want to fire this out there and I want your law enforcement background. Okay. So the story seems to me to be this way. You got a large dude that goes in and robs a convenience store with his little buddy, goes out, parades himself down the middle of the street. If I understand this correctly, again, let me go with this is my version.
6'9", 6'10".
He's only 6'3", let's not embellish. 6'3", rather large, 300 pounds. Walking down the middle of the street. Police officer. Now, granted, I can't think of any streets here where I know what I would do. Someone's walking down the middle of the street. I'm going to cruise my truck right up to him and say, hey, get out of the way.
Churn Creek.
Cop comes over. Yeah, imagine you're walking down Churn Creek because it looks like a pretty busy street on the TV. So he's walking down the middle of the street. I don't think the street where they shot him is the same one.
With his cigarillos in hand, right?
Right, with his stolen cigarillos. So, cop either knows or doesn't know about the thing. Cop says, hey, get out of the road. Guys give him grief, cop an attitude. But from what I understand, move off to the side of the road. Cop goes a few feet, drives past him a little ways, realizes, hey, that's my strong arm Aubrey suspects, backs up the truck and calls the guy over. A confrontation ensues. Apparently there's multiple versions, not the ones with the very articulate hairstyles that seem to be attached to the top of their heads, like small poodles that have come on TV giving their eyewitness testimony of everything they saw. Mm-hmm. Yes. They would, you just listen to them and say, I'm pretty sure this is not factual. Anyhow, especially the one guy who's, it turns out the accomplice has been arrested, used false names, different things, so not credible. But you have multiple witnesses now saying that there was an altercation. This large man beat on the police officer, may or may not have busted his orbital bone, which I've had a friend in high school, actually college, my good buddy Scott Vento, got smacked after he mouthed off to someone at work. They followed him to his parking lot in the Limited and gave him a smack with a roll of pennies inside their fist. Showed up to my security guard job that night with his eyes swollen shut. And I'm like, oh, dude, you got to go to the hospital. That thing's messed up. He was in the hospital for 4 days. They had to go in through his nose to push back out his eye socket bone because the cavity was completely broken. So if that's what happened, you're talking about a major traumatic issue. So the police officer then shoots the guy. Now, the witness reports I've read said that the guy had started to run away. The cop said something, you know, he turned around and charged at him again and he shot him. So I'm here to ask you, Ruth, if I'm in my car and some man, 6'3", me being a very healthy, semi-fit, 210 pounds, 300 pound guy coming at me, beating on my face, I'm going to do everything in my power to unload my gun, and I mean unload the entire thing into him. Now, if he went for the gun, even more reason. But why do we have such an outrage and such outrage over this act when it seems to me if the police would have just come out and said, okay, here's the story. We just had a shooting in Ferguson. The officer that was involved in the shooting is on his way to the hospital recovering from facial wounds that happened from his attacker who he killed. If why didn't they come out, and you know your law enforcement background, so why didn't they come out the first day and defuse this entire thing? You still would have had Al Sharpton running in there trying to do another Tawana Brawley. lying and trying to gin up support and raise money and keep his job alive to go in there and absolutely not help the situation. But why didn't they come out and say, hey, officer's not going to be able to answer your questions because he's on his way to his hospital with a possible fracture of his face? Why didn't they come out and say that?
Because, and I'll tell you, I'm not the expert, but I can just tell you from my perspective. Number one, police do an investigation. They don't release the facts until they have them all. And
yeah,
so,
but they have.
Well, they didn't have it all. You know,
I
the
know,
cop
but
had been hurt.
They've released parts
but by
of it
then,
now, and I'm like,
it was,
this is so incompetent.
It was white cop shoots black kid, black unarmed teenager who was 18 years old with an extensive history, including a sealed juvenile history. And I would wonder, just kind of curious, when that sealing happened. If it didn't happen that day of that shooting, but
well, the pictures they show the dude, he's making gang signals on his front porch, and he's huge.
And you know, I'm just saying from my perspective, the story wasn't about that. So when the media came in there, they made it about the shooting. They
correct.
Didn't make it about the cops.
I'm with you there. So I understand the media comes in, they love this story because
so the minute that the police chief released a little bit of information about the suspect who was shot in hopes to just say,
know,
hey, look, you know,
he
just committed a robbery. He didn't wait. It was
I know, but I'm
a
saying because
hours.
The cops waited to tell that, it made it look like they're just trying
the media
to
came down on that police chief.
I realize that, but why didn't he say it instantly? Why did he wait 3 days to say, oh, by the way, this guy was a bad guy?
Well, I can tell you, just as a wife of a police officer, I don't want to find out on the television that my husband might have been one of them hurt.
Wouldn't you rather find out your husband might have been one of them hurt as opposed to have half a community trying to kill you?
Well, no,
the Black Panthers calling for your death?
You don't seem to understand, though, Kurt. The way the police work is they work on investigation. And when and during something like that, when it's especially a police shooting,
let me interject.
They've got everybody out.
I know. Let me interject real quick. So you're saying they work on an investigation. They release things on a timeline. However, 4 days after their investigation started, they released the video. And then 5 days, they released, he might have injuries. And they kept dripping this stuff out, so it eventually made it out. Why didn't they just all up front say, here's what happened. Here's the basis of the story. We're not going to give you any more details. This is our side of it. We'll let you know more when the investigation's complete.
Yeah, but it would be pretty cool if they could just tell you those types of things. But they've got HIPAA laws. They've got the protection of the employee laws. You know, they're going to indict this guy. Do you know that officers are read their right after every shooting, justified or not?
Do you think he's going to get indicted?
No, I don't.
Then what happens?
Well, what happens is what happens.
I think there's going to be a sacrifical goat demanded.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm afraid it's going to be this poor dude. Yeah.
It will be the chief. You want to see who that is? That's going to be the chief.
Well, you know what? The chief might be a good resolution. Maybe he should say, listen, I totally believe my guy is innocent. However, I think I botched this whole deal and I'm retiring.
Same thing with Trayvon Martin, the chief.
He should say resigning, which actually means retiring, and he goes off and collects his pension for the next 20 years.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that this incident, the cops are held to a higher standard. They're held to their facts. They can't just go out and say, look, you know, we've got a beat up officer, because they need to determine what the facts are. And that's why they didn't come
out. Where I would fault that is they did.
And it was the media. It was actually the media who caused the whole thing.
Can you please explain to me, because you're quasi-liberal, why is it that the liberals are so against the police?
I don't know. I think you got both sides. You got factions that are saying the police are too militarized and they're getting all of this stuff, which, you know, I don't know that you actually need a Humvee, but if you in San Francisco or you're in Oakland or something like that, you might need the Humvee.
Ruth, why is the policeman's union not going postal on this?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Here's all of their people that they support with huge amounts of dollars. The law enforcement, the firefighters unions, all giant Democrat supporters. Yet, time and time again now, when this happens, the liberals come out and make the police seem like the most horrible criminals in the world. Why are they putting up with it?
I think the bottom line is it wouldn't have mattered. This was a big news event, big media event. It got people ratings. You got interviews from
feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a lot smaller event if he'd come out the first day and say, listen, our officer's not able to give you his side of the story because he's on his way to the hospital with facial injuries from an attack. If they'd have said that, you'd have had a non-event.
No, I don't think so.
You would have. Because then you say, listen, the guy's got a busted face. He's justified to shoot the guy.
They can't do that.
They can do that. No, they did do that. They just didn't do like it for they, 7 days.
They're damned if they do, if damned if they don't, because they would create – they were saying, what are you trying to do? Create sympathy for the cop? This is an 18-year-old kid who got killed.
I know. However, I just want to let you know there's two sides to the story. So before everybody goes postal, I think it would have diffused the situation. So anyhow.
When we come back, we have stand down.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Very good.
Yeah.
What was the mantra during the O.J. trial? Let's not rush to judgment.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a better attorney. I'll tell you, it is amazing. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have stand down, and we'll be talking about other things like Anselmo.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Pentagon spokeswoman says a shooter on a Virginia Army base did not wound anyone, but she is uncertain of the shooter's status. The shooter was reported today at Fort Lee, and the base locked down temporarily before an all-clear was issued. Fewer Americans bought new homes in the month of July. We get a look from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says new home sales declined 2.4% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 412,000. The figure indicates the housing sector is struggling to regain traction more than 5 years into the economic recovery. The report also revised the June sales rate up to 422,000 from 406,000.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Many economists are saying that the Federal Reserve is doing the right thing when it comes to helping repair the U.S. economy. That is according to sentiment gauged by a new survey by the National Association for Business Economics. NABE survey analyst Doug Duncan says one of the questions in the survey had to do with uncertainty and how that's affecting the economy.
Is uncertainty about the future of government policy, is that holding back people in the economy? A year ago, about 70% of people thought that it was. That's actually dropped back to about 53% of people.
And 53% of economists surveyed by the NABE questionnaire also said the Fed stimulus programs are, in fact, on the right track for the U.S. economy to recover. The state of Florida facing something of a challenge in terms of a new disease. It's affecting the citrus crop. It's called greening, and Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says if it claims too many trees, the industry could collapse and the state's economy right along with it.
It will have a ripple effect throughout the Florida economy if we can't get our arms around this disease.
Florida's citrus industry, $9 billion a year in annual sales. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average booming in early trading, up about 120 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at Mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack. 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Tall ships and blue angels in the air. That's just some of what the highlights will be at an upcoming week-long celebration of the 200th anniversary of the writing of our national anthem.
The Star-Spangled Spectacular will begin in Baltimore, Maryland on September 10th. Festivities will include stage performances, fireworks, tours of naval ships and tall ships in the harbor, and the Blue Angels Air Show. The celebration will commemorate the writing of America's national anthem. A piece of the original flag and manuscript will be on display at Fort McHenry.
That's SRN's Andrew Stewart reporting. After watching U.S. troops withstand a 25-hour British land and sea attack to maintain control over Baltimore in September 1814, lawyer Francis Scott Key penned the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. Looking at Wall Street right now, the Dow's booming up 117, the S&P 500 up 13 points. This is SRN News. California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for southern Napa County after yesterday's earthquake, estimated at 6.0 on the scale. Napa Fire Department Operations Chief John Callahan responded to a number of fires that began burning yesterday.
It had a total of 6 units involved in it in a mobile home park. The other 3 were isolated to individual residential units. No commercial buildings were involved.
Napa Public Works Director Jacques LaRochelle said crews were working full-time to fix a number of water line breaks that were caused by the earthquake as well. Meanwhile, a wildfire burning a little farther north in California, and that's near the historic mining town of Weatherville. And that's because the fires come so close to many structures, about 400 have been ordered either to evacuate or to stand by for the possibility they'll be forced to leave their homes. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I have a question.
It's not Weatherville.
Where's Weatherville? We make the national
news. Hawaii is Weatherville, well, because it's always changing, right?
We never make the national news unless it's something horrible, right? You know, for Northern California never makes the news unless it's a major property loss, life loss, something event.
Right.
And then they blow the name.
They blew it. Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Welcome back, Shasta County. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott's Free Fire Radio. And today it is Kurt Largent and myself, Ruth Angel. I co-host, and Kurt is the host of All Things Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. And today we have the Minute Market Report? Yeah.
Market
Cameron.
Minute.
Market
also,
Minute.
We do, in fact, have like Cameron that. Middleton as he brings us this Market Minute. Hello, Cameron.
Good morning. Markets are up this morning on positive economic news despite the fire in Weaverville. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 121 points to 17,123. The NASDAQ up 29 points to 4568. And for the first time, the S&P 500 is up 12 points, crossing 2000 to 2001. Oil is down 46 cents a barrel to 93.19, continuing its slide. Gold down $4.53 an ounce to 12.76, while silver's down 11 cents an ounce to 19.33. The 10-year Treasury is holding steady at 2.40%. And our most active stocks this morning are Bank of America, up 26 cents to 16.39, General Electric, which is up 6 cents to 26.21, and Citigroup, up a dollar to 51.92. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Cameron. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Turning to the weather real quick here, we're going to see a high right around the 91-degree mark, overnight lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, getting warm again, pushing up towards that century mark, overnight lows again in the 60s. Continued hot through the rest of the week. Right now in downtown Reading, we have 67 degrees. And the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts and are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Ruth, you realize that Cameron's report right there was basically, you could do an entire 2 hours on discussing the things he just discussed. Talked about S&P 500 up 12 points. It's ridiculous overinflated market. The other thing he said was silver down, crushed the poor people in the precious metals.
But it's going to go up. It's going to go up.
Oh, I had friends buying it at 30 telling me it was going up because they were not producing enough to meet demand. I just feel sorry for silver people. If it ruined Bunker Hunt, it's too expensive for me.
Maybe eventually it'll.
But then the third thing there was gas, oil back at 93. However, yesterday you could read the article that said the two bills in the California Senate to postpone
Just laying there.
Postpone the inevitable increase
Anywhere from gas. 15 to 70 cents.
70
January
cents a
first.
Gallon. Now, back east, I was in Hilton Head all summer. Well, not all summer. I was out in Hilton Head for a week. $3.29 for a gallon of gas. Come back to California, $3.89.
Oh, well, the environmentalists are saying, well, the market fluctuates all the time, so we'll never even notice
it. And Steinberg said,
we'll never notice it,
we have to wean ourselves from fossil fuels. So now we've got a state senator elected by a small portion of a very liberal state dictating how important, and he's become the aficionado of all things climate change. Anyhow, we have guests, so why don't you go ahead and introduce our guests.
We have Bev Mills and Jim Richards from Stand Down, and they're holding a fundraiser for their Stand Down event, and the fundraiser is at Jersey Mike's from August 27th through September 6th for the Stand Down that's in October, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So we'll let you start, Bev, and tell us a little bit about the fundraiser.
Well, our fundraiser, we've been handing out over 10,000 free sub cards around town. A lot of different businesses have gotten them. We passed them out at the colleges, all around town. There's a few still available here at the station and at the restaurants. We're holding this in both the Reading Jersey Mike's and in Chico. So these cards will be redeemed in either either location. And we're doing this to support Stand Down. So I think if we toss it over to Jim and let him explain to you what Stand Down is all about.
Okay.
We're an agency here in town that formed about 9 years ago. And we started helping veterans and homeless and needy. And since then, we've gotten, I think we got 32 different agencies helping us.
The Stand Down event is a conglomeration of a bunch of different entities and agencies coming together on a 3-day event to support the homeless or needy veterans out there in our community.
Yes.
And so what type of agencies are present there for those?
Well, just for some of them, it's food stamps, child support, unemployment office, Social Security, IRS, DMV.
Housing?
Yes, we do have different agencies have housing there for the veterans and their family. We have some of the, we call them civilians, agencies here in town that come in and help with the housing there. We have VA comes in and helps us with medical and eye, ear, feet, whatever you need, they will be there for you. And then we have clothes that we hand out, sleeping gears, and all kinds of military issue stuff for the homeless, and as well as we feed them there during that period of time. And we have some counselors that come there. We last I heard that we have the Hope Band coming aboard, and several other agencies here in town.
So this is just for veterans. This is not for any other group. It's just for veterans.
Just for veterans.
And to support the veterans. Do you have VA? Do you have lenders? VA lenders?
No.
Go in there. So this is basically for those that are in need of social help, right?
Yes.
So and where is the
this Stand Down is going to be held at the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Okay.
As it's been there typically every year, right?
Yeah, for the last 9 years.
And you guys have been actively looking for a place to build. And so you're looking for a donation, a land donation, building donation?
Yes. That was some of our dreams, where we could take and do this year-round and help them. And we unable to get to that point yet, but we're not giving up. We will do it. We've looked at 84 Lumber out there to try to see what we can do.
That'd be a great place.
Yes, it would. And there's a couple other places in town that we've looked at, and we've had several other agencies in different counties approach us wanting to help and be a part of the Stand Down, and we wound up helping them in their community help the homeless up in Yreka, down in Corning, Chico area down there. We also have there's several agencies that come aboard, and one of them that we're working with right now is to hammer courts, trying to get them.
So you actually want to put this together full-time. So you want these agencies to be there full-time instead of, you know, just a three-day event once a year, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're effective. We get a few people back on course, a few of these veterans. And some of them we help in, for a while, you know, best we can. But if we have an agency where we can work full-time with them, and have that teamwork and team effort to get it done, it will work. It will be done.
If someone wants to support this and not and maybe can't attend the event or what have you, other than the Jersey Mike subs, by the way, I'm going to read this card to everybody, and I can speak from experience. Excellent subs. Very good subs
number,
over there.
Jim's favorite is number 43.
Very close to it. The Chicago subs I missed so badly. But it's a Jersey Mike's. It says free regular sub. No scam, no goofy thing where they bait and switch you. It just says free regular sub with a minimum $2 donation. And that's basically them giving you and don't buy. So another reason to support a local business. I know my girls love it. We will be over there supporting this. But, you know, Jersey Mike's giving that out. They're over by the famous Dave's, by Kohl's, by the new...
Next to Trader Joe's in the AT&T store.
Yeah, that's exactly the area I'm describing,
well,
Ruth.
Let's put it in
let's
the
not
right
confuse
area.
People. Across the street from Best Buy, right next to the AT&T store, right there on Hilltop. Great Sandwich is doing a great thing. And so if people want to support this other than Jersey Mike's, how can they support your cause year-round, not just during this three-day period?
Well, we can have them come aboard as a volunteer and work with us because it takes all year to get stuff done and organized and make sure people are aboard there. They can call me at 530-356-0342, and I'll explain it or I'll get somebody to them to help them.
Do you have a website for North Valley Stand Down Association?
Yes, it is North Valley Stand Down Association.
.com.
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Pretty straightforward there, Ruth.
Yes.
We need to take a break. So thanks so much for coming. And I'm sure if you call anytime, Derek, KCNR 1460 605 4567, they can put you in touch with Jim over at the North Valley Stand Down Association.
For the subs here.
And then, again, support the vendors that you see supporting local things like this. Even if the homeless from time to time, and I tend to be. But the veterans is a different category, and I think everybody here in Reading is very supportive of it, so we want to do everything we can to help these guys out.
Hand up.
Thank you.
Not a handout, right?
That's correct. That's our motto.
Yep, and we appreciate that, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you,
thank you.
So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
8:16 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24 hours service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Somewhere between a boy and man.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty. This is an interesting time for real estate, and I'm approached almost daily with the question, is it a good time to buy or sell real estate? Well, many factors enter into this, and that is kind of where my job as a professional real estate consultant comes into play. If you're thinking about buying or selling any real estate and need an opinion, give me a call. No obligation, it's my pleasure. My specialty is commercial property. And again, we can talk. 547-2102, 547-2102. It's Ron Largent.
Honor Flight Northern California is currently seeking donations for Shasta County Community Flight. It is our intention to honor all those remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. Donation checks or money orders can be made out to Honor Flight Northern California. Call 357-3380 on where to send them or drop them off at Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue, Jones Fort on East Cypress Avenue, or New West Medical Incorporated on Churn Creek Road.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire. I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel here filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, home of Free Fire Radio, and always good fun. And again, we want to say thank you out there again to North Valley Stand Down Association, James Jim Richards, the president, and it looks like he used to be First Recon Division, out there supporting our veterans, and then Bev Mills and Jersey Mike's subs. A really neat thing they're doing there, and you know, our opinion is simple. If you support local businesses, I'm a fan of Walmart, don't get me wrong, but when you get local businesses doing good things for local people, it deserves recognition, and this is a good thing for our veterans who have, you know, given as much as they can give.
Well, Jersey Mike's is also doing it in Chico, so they have the Chico location, which is, let me look at their card.
Ruth,
really,
if
quick.
I can impose on you to get a little more on your mic, that would be awesome.
A little bit more so can hear me. It's 605 Mangrove in Chico. And
that's
so
something
to do
Ruth almost never
restaurant.
Hears. Almost never hears
tone
Ruth
down,
talk louder.
Ruth, tone it down. So anyway, thank you. And the number 43 is a Chipotle cheesesteak sandwich.
And the Italian's pretty good sandwich, too. So I want
I
to talk
know.
About Anselmo.
So Anselmo, it's not closing, so I'm told it's not closing. I actually did hear from Reverge. It is not closing. It is going up for auction. But
well, that doesn't mean it's not closing.
Well,
I'm just saying this whole thing is a giant debacle.
I asked Trish Clark and Ken Murray the other day, and they said, "Oh, it's not closing. It's not closing." Mike Mangus. So,
oh, he's not going to close it. He's just done.
He's done. And Shasta County, you reap what you sow, I guess.
And it's just such a stinking shame. It really is.
It's such a beautiful place, and people who haven't been out there, I just have to say to you, it's. I mean, I go out there. I love going out there for lunch, being on their patio, even though it's a 100 degrees here. It's so beautiful there, and they've got the misters and that sort of thing going on. But
it's just mind boggling, and you see this over and over. And you know, I'm pretty simple. I always look to see who benefits. Who benefits when something like this happens? And on this one, I don't, so far. I say, no, it's a key so far. Because now if one of the good old boys steps in at this auction and buys this thing for pennies on the dollar, then I'm going to be like, well, I have zero faith.
I think there's probably going to be a minimum bid. I don't believe
there
that.
There is no reserve.
There is no reserve.
Yeah, spoken with Sotheby's.
Bottom line, really.
There is no reserve. However, there is significant interest. And I know I had a conversation with somebody.
Are you going to buy it?
No, I'm not going to buy it. It's my lack of wine expertise, followed by my lack of $30 million.
Your lack.
It's probably now you. On the other hand, no, but the
$30 million is that what? Because I never did check.
The paper says he's into it for $30 million. I've heard it's pretty close to that. And yeah. If you've been out there, but that aside, I look at this whole thing. Here's a guy who came here from out of the area. That was
loved it.
First strike knock one. Against him.
Yeah. Strike one.
Yes, that's strike one because came from out of the area. So you've got these small-minded, never south of Sacramento. People that are the first commenters on recordsearchlight.com, citizen activists.
They executed him.
Yes, absolutely. This guy's horrible. So I mean, then what does he do?
Anybody that said, use a little common sense here and you know, work with the guy. Just work with him.
Well, he takes a piece of property. And the first time I drove down there, I'm like, holy cow. I had no idea this was even in Shasta County. There was a piece of property like this. Takes a piece of property, makes it gorgeous. Builds a facility, makes it gorgeous, top notch. No expense spared. Goes in there, starts a business that now people start to talk about, makes it a destination resort. It's the only restaurant I know in Shasta County that's ever been on national TV. Because it was on that show, the Rodeo Girls.
Right.
The Barrel Girls came, brought their horses there, stayed at the hotel or the bed and breakfast, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call that, and on national TV, bringing here Anselmo Vineyards in little old Shingletown, California. So brings these people in, then gets into this insane fight with the county, where, in my opinion, the county needs to be saying, hey, we're going to do everything we can to help you, and not listen to these small-minded, close-minded, never going to amount to hill of beans people that say, oh, you know, you shouldn't be out. You have to operate by the same things as everybody else does. It's just not fair. Their hatred of the big guy, their hatred of the outsider, regardless of the fact that he's coming in here trying to improve the community, trying to make a little money, because there's no other reason to do it. People don't come in here and try and do this out of the goodness of their heart. And the biggest shame of this, Ruth, is now we've lost a guy that has the resources to continue to feed that thing. Because if it costs $30 million, I'm here to tell you, there's no way it was making a significant return on that kind of an investment.
I don't think it was. To be honest with you, I think... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that means he's doing it because of passion.
Sure.
And he's got the wherewithal.
I think he lost it. And I think the bottom line is that somebody's going to come in and buy this thing there over all the hurdles, over all the issues. Hopefully it's somebody like Gallo or Wente or Concannon or something
Mondavi.
Like that. Mondavi. And they can build the equestrian center right next to it. They've got 2,500 acres, right?
Kurt, does Shasta County have a we're not interested sign on it right now? We're not interested in the outsiders coming here.
It certainly feels like it.
Building.
Is that what
the county has right now?
Doesn't it really feel like that?
Well, it's a war on businesses here in Shasta County. And to be honest with you, it comes from all aspects of it. You've got vendor sellers.
You're part of that war.
Why am I part of that war?
This started with Churn Creek Bottom.
Jeez.
Really, it did. It started with the idea that we're not...
It didn't start with Churn Creek Bottom. Because I'm in favor of the Sheridan Hotel.
You're right. It didn't start with that. That was just another continuation
yeah,
of it, though.
I don't think it has anything to do with it. It was livelihood that was going to be altered forever down
Baloney.
There.
Have you seen any change?
Well, yeah, no, because there, it didn't
go you see
go
any
in.
Production out of there?
I'm saying
any
that
production
was,
at all on these supposed farms.
What would have filled that strip mall when you've got businesses closing in Redding? You've
Baloney.
Got vintner sellers closing. You've got the angst against the Sheridan
okay.
Hotel because it is the Sheridan Hotel.
Okay, we need
Turtle
to get
Bay.
In here, though. We'll stop you there. You're talking about another downtown business closing.
Right.
Well, there's a reason for that. No one wants to be downtown. They don't want to be downtown because we've got a bum problem. You got bums everywhere. You got feel unsafe. I came into town last weekend for a fantasy football draft. I'm asked as I'm walking through the darkened parking lot. Now, here I am. I got a gun. I'm not too worried about this. However, I've got a bum walking up to me down in the bottom section of the underground parking.
Right.
Hey, buddy, can I have a dollar?
Right now, next to the police station.
If it's my wife, I got a problem. My wife's not going to feel comfortable. I turned around to watch to make sure he didn't do anything to my truck. But I'm saying you got a problem with downtown that's not going to be fixed. What businesses, you ask me, what businesses would have gone into the mall down there at Churn Creek Bottom? The businesses from downtown Redding that can't survive.
No.
There's an opportunity for a place like Vintner Cellar because they're not going to have to deal with people worried about parking their cars.
I think that the flour mill that
Which is now also moved farther out.
That's right.
Which I'm happy about. I hope they succeed there and do wonderfully because it's on ranch, near Airport and Rancho Road, which is a wonderful
what
location.
What I'm saying to you, Kurt, though, is that that mall, that strip mall, was not going to add anything to that intersection. In fact,
that
I doubt
that you're doing right now. You're acting just like the supervisors and the neighbors saying,
no,
this guy is not adding
it.
Anything.
All five of them wanted Turn Creek Bottom.
I know. I'm saying you're acting like the people that come to the to Anselmo and say, this is not going to be good. We're making the decision that this isn't good rather than letting business run its course. Now, granted, he broke the rules.
You're wrong. They're both two separate things. That was a proposed mall, Kurt. That was not what Anselmo happened at Anselmo. What happened with Anselmo was rule-breaking permits, and they couldn't solve the problem.
You're right. They are very different. One of them was an approved project that the voters and the small-minded people, in my opinion, and I'm on the wrong side of this. I know with a lot of the listeners, but I'm telling you, the idea that you can tell me what I can do with my land via a vote on property leads us to things like just what happened here. A guy gets so disgusted with the business environment that he takes his $1 billion and leaves.
You altering the livelihood of several people down in Cherry Creek Bottom was not the answer for that mall. And it wasn't that they were pro-commercial
the
growth
the answer
there.
Of having somebody be able to vote on what I can do on my
no
property is
arguing
never.
That, again, the voters decided, and
I'm
that's
telling you.
The
so
end
here's
it, so.
Here's the end result. To answer Bob's question, you got a situation where we turned down the auto mall, we turned down the gas station, went to Corning, we turned down an equestrian center, went to Corning, we turned down. Now it looks like we've turned down water bottling plants, and this isn't just Shasta County, but North State. So we have businesses that we say we're a business friendly environment. Please come up here and develop something. Please come up here. We'll make this a nice place. However, you have people trying to make destination resorts to draw more dollars in from outside because we don't make anything here. So the dollars have to be recirculated. We're not making anything here. We have to have dollars coming from the outside to get to have money that's not just the same dollar being passed around. But the idea of a hotel is being strongly opposed by the same kind of people who opposed Anselmo.
No, it's not the same kind of people.
It is.
It's not the same kind of people.
I'm saying the same people that are opposed to Anselmo doing what he's doing are opposed to the Turtle Bay project.
I think they're totally unrelated. I think that when you talk about Anselmo Vineyards, you're talking about the county took an aggressive posture with him, regardless of his personalities or being a bad boy or whatever. And bottom line is that he got offended. He's done. He's out. He's putting it up for auction,
How can you say that's a totally different thing? You've got a guy that's trying to make a destination resort. You've got Turtle Bay trying to make a destination resort. We need to take a break. But asking that question for you to think about, there's no difference in the two. Both of them are having difficulties not having a receptive attitude would be the easiest way to describe it. We need to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barber Shop, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478. They are man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barber Shop, place to get a great haircut. It's where I get mine. It's where I'm overdue to get mine. Give them a call down there again, 244-9478. Cypress Square Barber Shop. It is 68 degrees in Reading. We'll be back. When a problem comes along, you must rip it before the cream sets out too long. You must rip it when something's going wrong. You must rip it. Now rip it. Easy shave. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Experience like
Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Lane Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330. With offices in Redding, Chico, and Mount Shasta, we welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637, California DBO 607-3458, California DBO 916-324-6624, California BRE number 009- 88341.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, and we apologize for talking over each other. You just did it again.
I know.
You do it all the time, Ruth. I accept your apology. Anyhow. We did it again.
No, I was going to say we have chat pack, we have a great investment for Shasta County would be a prison, either sad, state or private.
Sad but true. Sad but true. Now we're going to be so worried about talking over each other, we're not going to speak. We're going to have big, long, dull pauses.
Yeah. You lose long gaps. Yeah. that's how people really do talk, and with respect to the person who called, that means you're both passionate about what you're talking about. And, of course, this is a talk show, 605-4567, if you've got something to contribute. I constantly get somebody on the phone who says, well, you tell them such, 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 such. That's not talk radio. That's parrot radio, and I don't like doing parrot radio. But
well,
that's just me.
We should try not to talk on top of each other. And sadly, the recommendation of a prison, sadly, it would do quite well here.
And it would be very popular.
Good
because
luck.
We would fill it.
Yeah, and good luck trying to get that built. Because if you imagine the NIMBYs on a gas station, imagine what they'll be on a prison.
I think you've got to look at these projects, each individual at their own merit. And what was going on with Anselmo was his battle with the county board, the supervisors, the planning permits. And to be honest with you, I think there was room for change there. I know that Rick Simon has taken over. I frankly have not been involved in enough planning things to know whether or not that has changed. But
I think the problem there was they got off on the wrong foot.
They did.
He went in there, and this is just my opinion from the outside. He went in there saying, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. They should be appreciative of my business. They said, back up the truck. This is the way we do things here. It's a shame because I think if the whole thing could have started on a different note, you could have had much different results. It is a neat place. So now our very real hope and desire needs to be that somebody does step in and buy that place that keeps it operating. And maybe even possibly if they get it, you know, and that's the risk of a no reserve auction. That means if nobody shows up and someone says, I'll bid $500, someone gets it. Now, people are going to show up. We know there's buyers that'll be interested. But if someone goes in there and gets it for nickels on the dollar or pennies or dimes or quarters, whatever, they may be able to say, okay, now I don't have nearly as much invested in it. And that's the shame of losing those kind of deep pockets, because he had the money to keep it going regardless, and it was a passion for him. Well, obviously that passion's gone. He's gone. He's not coming back from what I hear, and that's a shame. So I look at that and I say, okay, what could the people of Shasta County done differently? And I don't know that there's anything you're going to change. You're always going to have your people out there that are ripping on the outsiders coming in trying to do a business. And you've always got this deep hatred of anybody that does well.
Well, wouldn't it be cool if we could put an equestrian center there now?
You know, the downside with an equestrian center is that one's just too far off the beaten path. You got to get people in those big rigs. You've got to get people that can come in. It's got to be someplace close, like 44. It needs to be near a highway for the simple reason that you've got these giant rigs pulling multiple horses. The ship may have sailed, too. You know, it's not that far down to Corning. Corning draws actually even more because you've got people that will come up from Modesto and down from Oregon, where, you know, you add another hour onto Redding coming up from Modesto. They may not do it. But they're getting goat shows. They're getting everything. And unfortunately, to the demise or, you know, to the negativity of the fairgrounds, because the fairgrounds used to get these places. Now that equestrian center's taken a lot of business, and it's a shame.
Well, I have a question. In your mind, this is a perception I'm getting, the current leadership in this state is against rural life, against the ownership of private property, and we're getting these nuts in the legislature who are doing everything they can to push rural homeowners off of their property by making it simply too expensive for the ordinary person, and we're going to end up with Soviet-style dachshunds where the elites live, and the rest of us are crammed into stacking packs. Is that just is that conservative paranoia?
Well, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think when you look at the water situation, I heard somebody the other day say that they have no one from Redding on the Bureau of Reclamation.
Well, that's one good thing that typically
in any of those committees.
Yeah, but up here we have significant sources, and that's the one thing. That's, in my opinion, the reason we'll never be an independent state is because we have all the water.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because we don't control the water. The feds control the water.
Yeah, and that's the biggest shame I always see is there's the amount of water going out into that ocean and into that delta to feed a few fish that could help other businesses thrive. But I think what you're seeing is a definite push to put everybody into bigger cities, to make the cities bigger and more dependent on the government. I think you're seeing it become more expensive, which I've talked about on our real estate show for years. You're seeing what could possibly be the last dying gasp of private home ownership. You're getting more and more expensive. There is what can only be called a slow creep up. Your $100,000 house is gone again, whereas a couple years ago you had it back. Pretty soon, I'm starting to see prices creep back up to the $175, $180 a foot for Shasta County. That starts to eliminate our local buyers. And then the loans are so much more difficult to get. It becomes something where you're only having the very rich, the investors, you're having a landlord and tenant relationship, much like England, where you have the lords and the serfs. And many of our liberal elite, in my opinion, have a strong desire to make this about the lords, in this case, the lords being the elite Democrats, the academia making huge amounts of money while the kids are incurring giant amounts of debt. Can you imagine coming out of college with $120,000 in student loans?
But bottom line is that if you do it, you owe it. If you're going to school
way,
on my dime, you owe it. Or you put your butt in one of those things that community service to pay it off.
Another, be careful what you wish for. Did you see the article about the IRS? Now they're garnishing people's Social Security?
I don't really care. The bottom line is if you take out a student loan, you pay for it. But I have seen so much of that abused, I can't even stand it.
I know. Well, especially up here in Shasta County. They take their – well, you know what, Ruth? A lot of what you see is grants, and the grants don't have to be paid back. You get a grant from the government to go to community college. I've seen lots of people. They get their $2,000 grant, and they go to two classes on welding, and then they spend the money to live on.
There's no absolute follow-up on that money. But, you know, I'm just saying, you take a student loan out, you pay it back.
Well, now you've got the government in charge of all the student loans. So the government's now saying, hey, by the way, we have complete records of the IRS, Social Security, everything. And that guy just retired, gets his $1,200 a month Social Security, and the good old government said, oh, by the way, you never paid your student loan. It's going to be paid back at the tune of $180 a month. It's increased from 50,000 people like 5 years ago or 8 years ago to 156,000 people on Social Security paying back their student loans. That problem is going to get enormous, and we've talked about that on the real estate show too. The burden of student debt. I talked to a little girl at a barrel race. She's thinking about being a teacher. She came out. She doesn't still doesn't she hasn't finished everything. I think she's got her master's, but close to six figures in college debt.
Well, what you brought the example of the photographer in school for 6-7 years getting these student loans to go to school and for photography, really.
Yeah. I've heard we have a generation of indentured doctors who will be essentially indentured servants to the government, going where they're told to go, and you will see X number of patients a day, you will see each patient for X number of minutes, here are your criteria. And do I want a wage slave carving on my carcass? Nope.
Well, you got the VA problem. Look at the whole VA problem. You got they're not like regular doctors who try to see as many patients as they can get and quality of patients. They've got they have no vested interest.
You talk about your VA saying it's 5 o'clock. I'm going to head home versus my doctor, who is an amazing doctor. I always like to give him shout outs. Dr. Andy Solkovitz, an amazing doctor. It's helped me greatly. But it's a constant stream. It's as many and it's efficient. He's got lots of people there. He's got jobs he's creating. You're not kidding about the idea. And that's why you see the Prime Minister of Canada come to the United States to get his heart worked on. That's why you see the Dubai Sultans and all those guys come here to get their work. The fear is, and I don't think it'll ever go away, because the uber rich are always going to have a private medicine source.
The guy from Venezuela who went to Cuba.
Chavez. Yeah. How'd that work out for you, Hugo?
Yeah.
And then you got the whole Argentina mess, Ruth. There's so much we could talk about. We got a lot to talk about.
When we come back, we'll talk about the $16 billion fine for Bank of America and J.P. Morgan. I read that in the paper this morning that although they started posturing back in June, I think it was, but they're actually talking about not doing FHA loans.
It is currently 8:45 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve up caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. Excuse me. That's Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. We'll be right back.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call up Neil Maui,
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It is 8:48 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. They're a firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel here on KCNR 1460 AM, streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Feel free to call in with any thoughts or questions. We're filling in for Carl and Linda today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on time those days, 605-4567. And, yeah, I was in Bastiani Arms. Nice little gun shop. You know, that's one thing we don't lack, a few good gun stores. Bastiani does a great job. Nice selection, you know, get quite a selection over there. And then also a few other sponsors here I always like to talk about because I use them. And I want to give a special shout out again, though, to Mike Subs, or Jersey Mike's. Good subs if you haven't tried them, but then they're supportive veterans. You got to reach out for that. Shasta Gas and Propane, my favorite propane company and the only propane company Sheldon Largent Realty uses, and we use them quite a bit on our foreclosures. And then if you listen to our Saturday show, you'll know I'm a huge supporter of FFA and 4-H and the Shasta District Fair. And things like the Equestrian Center in Corning have not helped because events that used to go over to the Shasta District and Tehama District fairgrounds are now going to those for-profit centers. So you need to support your fair. And in that light, I always like to say thank you to the people that are big supporters of those junior livestock auction. Apex Fencing is now the only fencing company Sheldon Largent Realty will use. Eddie Axner Construction, Steelhead Construction, Axner's, all these guys that get out there. Reading Lumber Transport does a huge amount of support for these kids. Chandler's Construction bought my daughter's grand champion hog this year, Ruth. So I always like to put that one out there, too, because I'm still the proud father. So we got about 10 minutes left.
And we were talking about J.P. Morgan Chase, and today I read something that they're sort of posturing and letting the feds know that they just may not be doing FHA loans anymore. Whether or not they're going to back any of those types of loan, any type of government loan entirely, is on the chopping block. And it might be, you think it's a result of having had big fines? Or?
Well, I think, and we've talked about this for several years, I think that what you've seen here is a giant transfer of wealth, again, from the individuals to the banks, and now from the banks to the government, which is supposed to be back for the individuals. But when the whole crisis started, these banks were in dire straits. And if they had foreclosed upon every home they were in default on, they would have all been dissolved. They did not have enough money. There was not enough capital in the banking system. That being said, for the last few years, what you've seen is pretty enormous profits coming out of these banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan. And most of those profits came up after they did the great bait and switch. You remember when Bank of America came out and they said, we're going to put a $5 charge on everybody's checking account. And the entire world, and especially all your liberal activists, which are very knee-jerk reaction, oh my, this is unfair, this is horrible. So while they were holding out with their right hand, the $5 rate increase on every checking account that then got absolutely, you know, everybody went crazy postal on them. After they did that, they then said, oh, you know what, that was a mistake. Well, while they were distracting you with the $5 increase, you probably noticed that your overdraft charges went from $15 to $40 or $45. Right. And your under not having $2,000 in the account charge went from $10 to $25. And your return funds check on when you cash somebody else's bad check went from $15 to $45. What happened was you had this enormous amount of profits that came purely in the form of fees. Now, those fees overwhelmingly affect poor people more than rich people, because rich people don't get overdraw their account very often. Guy living paycheck to paycheck, it can happen as much as every pay period, and he gets that insurance, so he pays $50 every time it happens. So it affects him disproportionately. What you saw happen was that the government allowed the banks, didn't say a word about these dramatic fee increases, which normally the consumer protection people would have gone crazy. Not a word was said about it. You let them, they built up billions of dollars in profits almost solely on these fees. Housing market started to come back. I think it's been an unwritten agreement the entire time where the government said, okay, you guys, you're back on good solid footing. You've passed your stress test. We've let you rack up $40 billion in profits over the last 5 years. You're going to go ahead and give us back $16 billion. My biggest beef with this whole system is the same thing I've talked about every time we've had one of these silly settlements. The actual people who were affected by bad loans, and I never blame the banks. I just don't believe it was their fault. There were a few bad loans, but for the overwhelming majority, people knew what they were getting into. If they didn't know, it was their own fault. However, the idea of these huge fines is to reimburse people that were taken advantage of or to help out programs. I have yet to hear – I've heard of one case where a homeowner – and the only reason I heard about it was because I had given her cash for keys check to move out when her home was foreclosed on. She got a check from the state of California for $2,300. You just don't see the people getting the benefit of this. So yet again, another $19 billion or $17 billion is going to go into the government coffers and then disappear under the guise of it's going into affordable housing programs, which you never hear about.
Yeah.
So there's some
helping the homeowner.
And there's some administrators of these programs that must be doing quite well because their programs are being funded wonderfully with all these settlement money. I'm just not seeing that money make it out to the people who actually lost their homes or who need to have help buying homes.
Or very little of it.
Right. And so when you see a system like J.P. Morgan Chase, who I think has already settled with the government.
Yes, they have.
I think they're saying, okay, listen, you kind of can't put that boot on our neck. They should always be afraid that they can come back. They're saying, you're not being nice enough to you. We just paid you all this money. We may not want to do these FHA loans anymore. If that happens.
Or any government loan.
If that happens. Right now, on the bulk of the real estate transactions we're doing, I would say 70% are government loans. 60% are government loans.
USDA up here.
Yeah, 60% are government loans. 20% are
conventional
loans. And 20% are cash. Maybe a little bit larger number of cash. But if we lost that 60% margin, you would see the market for housing collapse. You would have nobody other than the uber rich, which would be investors being willing to buy properties. Every loan would be a conventional loan. The box that you would have to fit into to get that loan is going to be exceedingly difficult. It would limit it down to probably 5 or 6% of the population that would actually be able to have enough capital and different things to buy a house. And again, it'd be another step in the direction of no more private home ownership.
So with a statement like that from J.P. Morgan Chase, do you think that the market's going to stall a bit? Because
the market, the housing market might. But the housing market might be propped up. If they start to talk about raising interest rates, you're going to start to see capital flee from the equity markets, which have run up only because there's free tons of liquid cash. You're going to see that money start to roll back into real estate like it did last spring, a year ago spring. Not this last spring, but a year ago when you saw the massive 20% run up in about 2 months where cash flooded out of the equity market. You saw the equity stock markets come down pretty severely and move to real estate. Then they said, whoa, we're not going to stop. We're not going to raise them. Do we need to do another read, Bob?
No, you got it.
Okay.
We're at about the 3 minute mark. Okay. I'll signal you. I can take care of that.
Okay.
DFAT.
But
I just wonder if they're saying they're not going to do FHA loans, which is first time home buyers for sure. You're not going to get. It's going to remove people from the first time home buyer market. Period.
Correct. You won't have one.
Yeah.
Right now, the bulk of our starter homes under 175,000 sold in Shasta County are USDA loans. Unless they're in the city of Redding, I've done two city DAP loans where the city has down payment assistance. Now, those programs are funded by some of these homeowner settlements where they get grants from the state. And the city of Redding has a pretty good DAP program. You can't do it unless you have a nice house. Luckily, we do nice restorations on our flips. the DAP comes in and gives them a pretty good chunk of change to buy a house.
Real quick, can you explain, because I took advantage of this. our home wasn't quite up to snuff for a full thing, so we went through Home Path, and we did the work ourselves, and we said, okay, we accept the house has these problems. And is that something that is still going on? Is Home
very,
Path?
Very difficult. Home Path loans are definitely still out there, and they definitely have some creative financing products. The problem is the underwriters have become so difficult and so strict on the on everything being done, they're going to require all this work to be done prior to the close of escrow. Now, the government from time to time, FHA and Fannie Mae, will allow you to do some minor improvements, but by and large, overwhelmingly, they won't let you go in there and do improvements before it closes escrow. So then people aren't able to buy the house because the bank won't pay for improvements. So it'll be interesting. If those FHA loans go away, Ruth, you will see an implosion of the housing market. It can't happen. They have to come up with some other option.
Well, I think you're right, and that worries me a little bit. But
guys, welcome back, and you got a couple more days here.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a newer or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, and Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177, and take it away.
I have bought two cars from them.
Big supporter of 4-H also, like Crown Motors. So, thanks for listening. Hope we didn't bore you.
We'll see you back tomorrow.
We'll try not to talk over each other so much tomorrow.
I wasn't looking at you. Missy MacArthur will be our guest today.
Good. I will try not to correct Ruth, but when they're that liberal, we have to help them out from time to time. So, thanks for listening, and we'll be back filling in for Carl and Linda tomorrow. Have a great day.
Agenda 21 coming up next on KCNR. From dragging me down, gonna
stand my ground. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been a shooting today at a Central Virginia Army base. The Army says a female soldier shot and wounded herself at Fort Lee, Virginia. The base was locked down for a time amid reports of an active shooter. No one else was hurt. Two people dead, a number of others injured following an explosion at a recycling plant in southern Illinois. Granite City police say the bomb squad has been sent to the Total Metal Recycling Plant. They say officials fear more explosions, perhaps from live ammunition rounds. Hundreds of mourners have gathered at a church in St. Louis for the funeral of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old man fatally shot by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer earlier this month. Also at SRNNews.com, new home sales tumbled 2.4% last month. National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yoon says, sure, it's a downer, but he says it's important to keep things in perspective.
This is a disappointment that...